You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hey, you want that to go?
Our news takeouts begin with the Winter Olympics. The opening ceremony is set for later tonight, beginning 2 weeks of sports talk, sports pictures, and the traditional, you know, every two-year Olympic obsession of the entire world. Our buddy Dave Zirin joins us, sports journalist, author of the forthcoming book, Bad Sports, How Owners Are Ruining the Games We Love. So it seems that, like a lot of host cities, having the Olympics doesn't look real good on the ground once the games actually start. Is there some Canadian angst up there in Vancouver?
There sure is. I just got back from Vancouver, actually, spending a week just breaking in the shoe leather, talking to people. And the difference between this Olympics, though, and other Olympics is that it's the first post-global recession Olympics. So you're seeing the coinciding with the normal angst about over budgets, projects not coming in on time, stepped up security, lax transportation for locals. But when that's coupled with the fact that there's less corporate underwriting and more public spending, yeah, it's led to a lot of angst.
So to a lot of Canadians, the Olympics feels like a tax, not so much a ceremony. How is it taking out its frustration?
Well, it's interesting. You look at the polls, and over 60% of people in British Columbia say too much has been spent. 50% say that they're glad the Olympics are there. And this is the big one, though. 40% of people in British Columbia say that they have sympathies or they side with people who will be protesting the Olympics in Vancouver.
Wow, that's amazing. So some of the spectacles may be those protests, not just the games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the Olympic protests are as old as the Olympics themselves. Even in the 36 Olympics in Nazi Germany, people protested things like the destruction of housing to make way for the games. But this one is different in that protesters have called for what they call a Seattle model protest, like treating the Olympics basically like it's an IMF, World Bank, or World Trade Organization meeting, and calling for protesters both from around Canada but also from the United States as well to come to Vancouver to be part of a protest.
Globalization, potentially the main event at the Winter Olympics, according to Dave Zirin, sports journalist, author of the forthcoming Bad Sports, How Owners Are Ruining the Games We Love. Just back from Vancouver. Thanks, Dave.